Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say hello and stop in for an hour and talk to you. First of all, I'd like to invite people to give me a call. We do a lot of healings here, and I don't mind saying that we try to help a lot of people. So please give us a call in, and more than happy to help you as much as we possibly can. This evening, what I'd like to talk about, basically, is intuition. Intuition is extremely important to use in terms of getting what you want and listening and protecting yourself all at the same time and learning to use that protection in terms of energy. The more you listen to your intuition, the more growth you will have. That voice that you hear is the voice of silence. And there's no more powerful voice on the planet because that comes from heaven, and that intuition will never lead you wrong. If you abide by that, if you want to have some fun, listen to your intuition for one day and just walk around and do things that can help you by listening to the intuition and do whatever it says to do. As long as it's life-affirming, which it usually at 99.99% it is. So what we need to do is get a hold of that little voice that's in your head that talks to you. And you can turn up the volume by being silent and allowing that voice to come through. And follow it for a day. I think you'll be amazed at what happens. I know that a lot of times, when I started with energy years ago and I listened to that voice, I lost 109 pounds in 9 months just by listening to the voice. What I would do is go to a store we have here in Rochester called Wegmans, and I would intuitively pick out food. In other words, I would go and I would listen to this voice, and I would really listen to it. If I walked past bread and I reached for it, I would get a no. If I walked past chicken, I would get a yes. If I walked past sodas, I would get a no. Anything that I got a no with, that's what I did. I didn't follow that. What I did was follow what I got with yeses, and it's amazing to what you can do. If you, hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Hi, is this Dominic?
Yes.
Hi, Dominic, can you speak up a little bit? It's a little hard hearing.
My gosh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Hopefully you can hear me now. Okay, last week you asked me to phone in again this week to continue doing some healing on
the... I can just barely hear you, Dominic. It's so... You're so low I can't hear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, last week...
Yes.
You asked me to come back and phone this week to continue the healing we were doing last week.
Yes.
And you know, connect me up with my higher self, so I phone back.
Okay, what I'm doing tonight will help you tremendously. I'm connecting people to their intuition. What I'm going to do is take up your energy levels. You should be able to feel that right now coming through your feet. Can you feel that?
I can feel some, yeah.
Yes. Allow that energy to flow through the top of your head and your hands. Good. Now your heart's opening up to more levels of energy. That's it. Good. Okay, I want you to be silent for a second, and I want you to hear that voice inside your head. Can you hear that voice?
Yeah.
Good. What is it saying to you?
Is it saying my name?
Yes. That voice is coming from heaven. Listen to that voice. That voice will not let you wrong. But not lead you in a wrong place. That's connecting to your higher self. Now, you should be able to feel your energy in your head going up. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Good. That's terrific. That's terrific. You're connecting to your higher self. That's wonderful, Dominic. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. You should be able to see, open up your hand that you're not holding the phone with. You should be able to see almost a circle of light in the center of your hand. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's your hand chakras that are opening up. You should be able to look down and see your feet chakras opening up. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Right in the center of the foot. Can you see that?
I see that. I think I do.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Good. You're opening up to your higher self. That's one of the things we've been doing on the program, is opening people to their higher levels of energy. Okay. What I need you to do is just let go, Dominic. The more you let go, the more protection you'll have. You don't need to ask for protection, because the more you let go, the more darkness you're releasing, the more higher levels of energy will go into your body, and that way you'll be protected. By allowing to things to let go, you're actually controlling more of yourself. In other words, if you let the control go, you'll control more. In other words, there's a higher control, a higher spiritual control.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to get that connection?
I am.
Good. You should feel a lot of inner strength right now. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Allow it to be. Good, good. You're really, really gaining a lot of strength. How does that feel, Dominic?
Yes. Much, feeling very much relaxed.
Right.
The more you let go, dark stuff coming out.
Pardon?
I feel lots of dark stuff coming out.
Yes. The more you let go, the more the darkness will leave and the more light will come in. And what I'm trying to teach people is that the more you let go, the less you have to worry about somebody hurting you or trying to control the energy or trying to take it from you. They can't really take it from you anyhow. But what we're doing is that a lot of people feel that and they get nervous about it. And if you allow it to go, the energy that comes in will protect you forever.
Uh-huh.
But you need to believe. That's very, very important. A very big word is to believe. What is the voice telling you now?
This is the voice from heaven.
Can you speak up, please?
It said, "This is the voice from heaven."
Yes, that's exactly right.
And over the last few minutes, it's been given, just telling me.
Can you speak up a little bit, Dominic? I'm so sorry.
Over the last few minutes, it's told me to just relax.
Yes. The more you relax, the more you let go, the more energy will come in from heaven to you. It's wonderful that you've made the first phone call, Dominic, because you're so much into energy, and you're such an advanced soul anyhow, that people will be able to hear what you're saying and understand that the voice of silence is the most powerful voice on the planet. And that's what you're affirming tonight by saying the voice is saying to let go, and it's coming from heaven. You felt that yourself. So I think it's important that people hear that and deliver themselves from what they need to deliver themselves from. It's a matter of just letting go and believing in themselves, because we're all connected to heaven. How does it feel now, Dominic?
Yes, it's just like, you know, it's just kind of a huge blob of darkness.
Right. If you want, have a lot of fun with this by listening to the intuition for a day. What time is it over there?
Oh, it's 11:11. At night.
11 o'clock in the morning?
At night.
At night, okay. It's 6 o'clock here in the evening. Tomorrow, when you get up in the morning, follow the intuition for a day and see where that goes and see where it leads you. I think you'll find it to be very interesting.
That's fabulous.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're connected to your higher self, my friend.
Fantastic.
It's the opportune time, and it's wonderful that we're talking about intuition tonight and making that connection. Feel good?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes. I feel that they strengthen within.
Wonderful. Know. Wonderful. Dominic is calling from London, England. And Dominic is a wonderful friend, and he's talked to Dr. Bell many, many times, and he's an advanced soul, and it's nice speaking to him because he knows an awful lot about energy. So we're just helping him moving along a little bit further. Dominic, thank you so much for calling, my friend.
Thank you for being there to be called.
Okay, take care.
Okay, feed me a good time. Bye.
Bye-bye. As you can tell, connecting to a higher state of consciousness, even without connecting to a higher state of consciousness, you can connect to the intuitive side of yourself by just listening to the voice inside. If you can't hear the voice, please just be in silence for about 2 or 3 minutes and allow things to go, and that voice will come through. Don't be afraid of it. It's a voice from heaven. It's not going to hurt you. And just listen to it. Follow it. Enjoy it, because that voice will help you through your life, through hard times. So that's what you need to do by connecting to your higher self. Even before you connect to your higher self, just connect to that voice of silence. The voice of silence is your intuition, and it will speak to you. It will help you through your life. It will help you through your daily chores or whatever. Again, let me explain to you what happened to me with it, is that I lost 109 pounds in 9 months. I listened and followed everything that I needed to do in terms of losing weight. The other thing is that after the years of massaging, the first time I heard that voice was, I guess it may be about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, and it's extremely powerful, and that voice will help you. So when I went to massage school, I listened to that voice very clearly, and that voice showed me things that were very profound for me. In other words, what I would do, I would listen to the voice, and it would say, I'm going to send you a holographic image of a person that's going around in a circle. It's just on a stand, and I saw all the muscles, and the muscles had names as the body was turning around. So that really helped me in school as I was massaging. Also, it showed me and it talked to me as I was massaging. In other words, if I was working on the back, I would get how many strokes to work with that person. In other words, if I was working on the left deltoid, or if I was working on the left scapula, if I got to do 5 strokes, that voice would tell me to do 5 strokes. It would either be a heavy stroke, a light stroke, a medium stroke, and I would follow that to the letter of the law of what the voice was talking to me about. So I followed that very intuitively, and it brought out an honesty in me, and I was able to get in touch with the insides of myself that were so strong that voice, every time I worked with somebody, that voice would come on and would tell me exactly where the problems were, how to get in touch with it, which muscles to do it with. In other words, it not necessarily means that the problem is coming from the scapula or it's coming from the hip. You need to listen to the voice of silence, and it will tell you where the problem is coming from. It could be from the bottom of the foot. It could be a finger. It could be an arm. It could be a hip. It could be coming from anywhere in the body. So the idea of is sometimes what happens is that if you're working on the rhomboids, which are between the scapula and the spine, and it's really tough to do, and you're not getting anywhere, usually it comes from serratus anterior. And that was told to me as I was working with clients. It's under the breast, and it goes around the side of the ribs and connects up to the opposite side of the scapula. So in other words, the scapula is supposed to be flat, but the scapula sometimes is pulled to either the left or the right. And when it does that, you have muscles that connect from the scapula up to the neck, which pulls on the neck. So with the intuitive sense that I had, and these voices were speaking to me, that's where I found usually the problem. So you need to connect and really listen to the voice of silence. It will not lead you wrong. It will lead you right. I know a lot of times I was driving. We live very close to Canada. We live about 80 miles from Canada, or I live about 80 miles from Canada, I should say. And I usually get the speed, and I'll follow the speed. The voice will tell me. Usually I will see a tiger in the front of my car, and the tiger will actually be running. And I won't pass the tiger. I will stay in back of the tiger. And usually I can make lights for an hour without even missing a light. It's very, very interesting how it works. So you can do anything that you want to do. If you hook up that voice, that intuitive voice that's inside of you, there's nothing that you can't do. It will help you. I remember one time I was in Canada, and I got that there was an accident in front of us, and I was with a young lady, oh God, this was years ago, with her children, and there was a 25-car pileup, and before I got to the exit, I got off another exit and went around just because of the intuition. So you need to allow yourself the time to listen, and when you listen, that's why you need to go a little bit slower. Intuitive power comes either quick or slow, but make it slower, because sometimes when you slow down, you can hear an awful lot more. So it's very important to be able to listen and have direction and know what direction you're headed in. Very, very important with intuition. But when I'm working with somebody, and by slowing down, I've been able to see the guides, the angels, anybody coming into the room that needs to talk to me, even animals. It's very important to slow down. Do the strokes that you're told. It doesn't matter if you're a massage therapist or an attorney or a doctor or a surgeon. The more intuition that you have, it's very, very powerful, extremely powerful. I know surgeons that when they go into an operation, sometimes they'll come to synagogue early in the morning, and they'll pray and meditate way before they have to go into the operation, and that helps them an awful lot. And I know that a lot of them use a lot of intuitive abilities. So it's really important to realize that there's a lot of people out here using these abilities. And if you're not using these abilities, please get in touch with it. It's easy enough to do. The other thing is listen to love. Listen to the love of your body. Listen to the rhythm of love, the rhythm of music that's in your heart. You'll hear music. It comes through as a vibrancy. It comes through as actual music. I know a lot of times I'll listen to Carlos Santana in my mind, and the music sometimes helps me an awful lot just to be able to swing and sway and make my day a lot lighter. So I think it's very important that love, intuition, compassion, and understanding is very important. And there is a point of understanding where you want to delete yourself from understanding. And that's the point where intuition comes in. The three things I got when I started connecting to the higher power was make no judgments, try not to comprehend, and allow everything to go. It's so important to do. It's very, very important for your health. It's very important for love. It's very important for anything in your life that means a lot to you. I know that when I use my intuition, if I'm out and about, people will turn around and look at me. Evidently, there's something that happens when you're using that kind of energy that people can actually feel it. And they don't know why. They have no idea why they're looking at me or the reason for it. But the energy that comes out is very, very strong. And they have no idea why they're looking, but they look. And it's very important for you to realize is just let it go. Because people are very curious. They feel energy. And you can do that. You can actually help people by connecting to the intuition and be able to use it to your own benefits and for other people's benefits. I remember about 7 or 8 years ago, I was working with a client. And I was saying to God, God, why are you giving me all this? Why am I receiving all these beautiful energies from you? Why are you telling me all this? And a voice came down from heaven and said to me, because you listen. And I started to cry. It's so important to listen to that voice. It is God. He actually speaks to you and keeps your mind clear. Loving people is very important to me. Doing energy work is very important to me, and I take it very seriously. There's nothing that we can't do. I know that the people listening out here have had some healings with me, and it's been a lot of fun. So if there's anybody else that would like to have the connections, we've been healing people all over the world on the show, and I'm more than happy to do that for you. I think you'll find the phone numbers up on your computers, and it's a lot of fun to really help people. I love helping people. So please don't hesitate to give me a call, and I'm more than happy to help you. I know that I've had people that I've called, and people have called, and I've healed them, and I've got a lot of emails. I've returned some of them. And if you send me emails, please send me your phone number, and I will definitely call you back and help you as much as I possibly can. I won't call you back a second time, but I will help you. And if you need to call back a second time, that's wonderful. But I'm more than happy to do that for you. But just remember, use your intuition. Use the love that's abound, and use it well. Use it as best you possibly can, either for your husband, for your wife, for your children, for whatever the case may be. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's so important to make connections around the world or your next-door neighbor. I've made connections in Mars. I've made connections in Jupiter. There's so much to do and so much to see. It's just beautiful to be able to make connections. Talk about connections. I think Dr. Fred's having a show. I'm going to be out there February 13th or 14th or 15th. And we're going to have a lot of fun out in California. That'll be a great time. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, who's this?
Helene.
Can you speak up, honey? My phone's not...
Yeah, it's Helene. Is that better?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I would love healing tonight, and I was listening last night, and the actress you were looking for was Mae West.
Oh, yes.
Come up and see me sometime.
Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, she was fabulous.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, God, she and W.C. Fields got along great, I think.
I don't know about that, but, oh, she was awesome. I liked her, too.
She was an awesome lady.
Yeah.
Awesome lady. What can I help you with this evening?
My energy's kind of low, and
yes,
I'm about to go on a little trip, and I keep postponing it just because I don't have great public transportation until Monday, and I've just been going back and forth, and so mentally and physically I'm a little rumbled up here.
Yes, I can feel that, honey. What I'm doing right now is allow me to enter your heart. That's it. Just allow it to open up. Good. Very good. Oh, you're calming down. That's wonderful.
Mm.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Oh, it feels good. You should be able to feel the energy going through your body now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do. Feel it in my arms. Is it okay I'm sitting cross-legged?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Oh, you got a lot of stuff coming out of you tonight, honey. That's good. That's really good. You have an angel behind you. And her wings are moving, and you should be able to feel the angel's wings on your shoulders right now. It'll be a lot of buzzing energy. Can you feel that?
It's a lot of energy, honey.
It's touching you right now. It's been moving back and forth. She's quite beautiful.
Oh, awesome. I feel more like flowing and moving, you know.
That's good, honey.
Hmm.
That's what you need. The idea I was talking about intuition tonight,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to connect to that voice and just be able to listen to it and follow it, that's how things work, and it's really fabulous to do. Have you been able to hear the little voice of silence?
I do, but then, you know, when I get riled up and in states like this, should I go, I lose it.
Right. What we need to do is we're centering you now. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you?
Very good. Very good.
Good, honey. Your guides are asking me to ask you to sit up.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Good. How does that feel to you now, dear?
Well, I feel a lot better.
Good.
I do feel more centered.
Good, good. Allow the energy to just flow through you. That's it. That feels so much better.
Mm.
Yeah, you've had a rough day today.
Well, yesterday was actually worse.
Yeah, I'm feeling today was pretty rough. Why don't we do this? The pillar of light, there's a pillar of white light right in front of you. It's about 4 feet around. Would you do me a favor? Would you walk into it?
Definitely.
About a foot and a half in front of you.
Okay.
That's it. Right there. Just stand right there. How does that feel to you?
It feels good.
Good. Just stand there for about 2 minutes. I'm getting 5, but 2 minutes I think would be fine. You feel the energy going down your body now? Can you feel the energy clearing? When you walked into the light about 30 seconds ago, I could feel the energy just going right down through your whole body, and everything coming out, and you're just receiving so much energy.
Yeah, I feel it.
That's good, honey. I got a terrific cold.
Oh.
I've been doing so much work on people. As a matter of fact, I was invited to go out to a farm today, and I called the person and told them I couldn't come yesterday. I just was feeling under the weather.
Mm.
But using energy, I'm starting to get a little stronger today. So, but your energy looks much better, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Clear your mind. Allow your mind to be clear. It seems like it's a little cluttered. Just let go, honey. I'm right here with you. Just let go. That's it. Beautiful. Now you're starting to receive more energy. Can you feel your vibrancy going up?
Yeah.
Good, dear.
Yeah.
That feels wonderful. Just allow that vibrancy just to take over. Just allow yourself to get out of your own way. Just get out of your own way and just allow that energy to come through. That's it. Oh, yeah, you got a lot coming out. That's good. I'm just going to hang here until all this energy comes out of you. You don't need this anymore.
Thank you.
You should be able to feel a tremendous amount of light around your heart right now. How does that feel?
I feel it around it. I think inside of it, it still feels a bit heavy.
Excuse me, can you speak up just a smidge?
Yeah, I feel the light around it, but I think like right inside it, it still feels a bit heavy.
That's why I'm saying I'm going to hang around here till it leaves. Just clearing you out tonight. That's it. It just opened up. Your heart just opened up a couple seconds ago.
Good.
You should be able to feel that at the bottom part of your spine. As soon as your heart opened up, your spine opened up. You should be able to feel that energy coming up your spine right now. How does that feel?
Yeah.
You should be coming energized right now. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can.
Good. You're becoming super energized very quickly. That's wonderful. Wow. You got energy galore going through you.
This is very nice.
It's wonderful. You can step out of the light right now, honey, if you
all
want.
Right.
It's been about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
How does
it
feel?
I feel much better, much more clear. Yeah,
your voice is much, much stronger.
Yeah, and much more peaceful, yeah.
Yeah. You're quite welcome. I'm glad I could help you.
Oh, thanks. And you mentioned about the cold. You know what worked for me brilliantly?
Yes.
Boiron, the homeopathic remedy, coldies.
I've been taking about 5,000 milligrams, 5,000 units of vitamin C, 1,000 units each, and it seems to be helping me a lot. So I take around 5,000 a day.
Yeah.
And that seems to be helping me a lot, but I'll certainly look into that.
Yeah, I had this really nasty cold. It was, you know, head, ears, throat,
right.
Chest. And it really, I was amazed that it helped as well as it did.
That's amazing. What is the name of the product again?
Cold Ease.
Cold Ease?
Yeah, EASE. It's a homeopathic remedy.
Homeopathic. Well, I'll go to my local store here.
It's by Boiron, Boiron.
Boiron. Thank you.
Thank
you. I'll take a look for that. I did around 30 massages last week.
Wow.
And I do all energy work and massage work all at the same time. So sometimes I run out of energy a little bit. I try to keep the energy in, But I do sometimes one massage right after another for like six massages a day. Mm-hmm. And I run out of steam by the end of the day. I'm 66. I'm not a young kid anymore. But I'm pretty strong with it. And usually I can stay up pretty good and get the work done. But once in a while, somebody will come in with a bad cough.
Mm.
You know, and accidentally cough, and then there you go, you know. Especially when my resistance is a little bit lower than what it should be.
Yeah.
You know, I don't take the time to recharge sometimes, and I really need to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Again, I'm just human, like everybody else.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling. I'm glad I could help you.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Don't hesitate to call me again.
Thank you. I will. Be well.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's a great phone call. I love when I can help people right away. Again, the intuition, please connect with that. Try it for 24 hours and see where that leads you. I think you'll find it to be very good. Holy men. Sages, prophets, Moses, Jesus, they were all connected to the intuition. They were listening to it 24 hours a day or 8 hours a day or 11 hours a day. I try to listen to it as much as I possibly can, and I try to live with that as much as I possibly can. And it really works, and it'll keep you above board. It'll keep you honest. It's quite interesting how it works and how much love and tenderness and comes from heaven. I mean, it's just wonderful. There's so much to learn and so much to do with this kind of intuition. And it's really powerful stuff, and it really does work. So please, if you have the ability, if you want to make a connection to your higher self, that's the way to go about do it. It's really great to do and a lot of fun to do. So I would highly suggest, if you can, is stay with that and use that as much as you possibly can. It will keep you from making any excuses. There aren't any excuses when you work with the intuition. Everything is exact. I mean, exact. It's just really, really powerful to use. I know. Also, I just got a new projector, and the projector is platinum, and everything is coming right up to my face. It used to be about 4 feet away from me, and now it's right in front of my face. So the more powerful the projector, the more you need to listen, and I guess maybe that's why I've been listening, to be able to wear the platinum projector to be able to help me as much as I can. So, without ado, just stay connected. Be connected to who you are. I think you'll find it to be a lot of fun, and it's really, really good stuff. So if anybody else out there needs to be helped, please don't hesitate to call me, and I'm more than happy to help you. And it'll be a lot of fun working with you. And if you're new, that's even better. If you're old and you've called me before, that's great, too. So please don't hesitate to call. I'm more than happy to help you. And I think that intuition is a big part of life. And sometimes when we get into a close proximity with an accident or something of that nature, sometimes that intuition will come through and help us at that one moment. The idea of it is to stay connected to it. So I think what we'll do for a second or two here, maybe for a minute, is just be quiet and connect. Connect with the higher self. So if you are listening, please just listen, and we will connect to your higher self. That's it. Just relax. I'm going to talk you through it. I can feel people relaxing. That's it. Just connect to your higher self by letting go and relaxing. Just allow yourself to relax. Very, very important to do. Allow yourself to let go. The more you let go, the more you will receive. That's one of God's promises. Allow yourself to know that you have the ability to let go. It's so important to do. That's great. You should be able to feel the energy flowing right through you. You should be able to see a lot of white. Those of you who are capable of seeing a lot of light, you should be able to see that flowing through you now. Just allow that to open you up. I hope you don't mind if I walk you through this. A lot of you are becoming very centered and very grounded right now. And I think it's really important for you guys to know that you're very much loved, that we all have abilities, and to be in touch with these abilities is what we want to do. To become more centered, to become more profiled in terms of energy. You should be able to feel a lot of strength coming through you right now. I'm just going to be quiet now and allow that strength to build up in your bodies. That's it. Good. That was a good 30-second quiet. What we're doing, you should be able to feel the expansiveness going on through your body now. We are all connected. There is no disconnection. So everybody should be, at this time, opening up to a more expansive energy. Also, you should feel very grounded, very balanced, very, very important to do. I think it's wonderful that we're all connected right now and doing this wonderful work together. You should feel a very deep connection in your gut in terms of your breath. It should be very easy for you to be connected all the way down into your tummy, past your tummy, into the intestines. You should be breathing very deep, probably deeper than you ever have before. Just allow that breath to go down. What you're receiving is a tremendous amount of light. The light is opening up and allowing you to be expansive. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Just allow that to happen. It's just absolutely beautiful. There's so much energy happening right now for everybody. If you could do me a favor, if somebody is out there, could you please, I know you're out there, could you please give me a phone call to allow the people to know what they're feeling? I can do it for everybody, but what I need to do is have somebody talk as a representative to let them know that it really is working. It's really, really powerful, and it's very, very cleansing. So you should be feeling a lot better and a lot more open and a lot more truthful inside of yourself. That's really great. The feeling is so wonderful. I hope everybody is receiving the energy that I am. I know that usually when I'm receiving it, everybody else that is listening to the program is receiving that kind of energy too. So if somebody would be so kind as to call, so people will know that they are receiving the same thing that you are receiving. You should be able to take a deep breath, deeper than you've ever breathed before. Should be going all the way down to your guts, all the way down through your body. and out through your body. It's so wonderful. Anyhow, the connection is made, so you should be able to hear the voice of silence, and you should be able to be a lot more centered and a lot more grounded through your being. If you are doing this, then you are at a much higher state of consciousness. It probably feels absolutely wonderful. Feels really, really good. That's really great. It feels like everybody that's listening has been made very centered and very open. That's okay. It's just wonderful to know that if I'm feeling it, everybody that's listening to it is feeling it. That is very, it feels really, really good. The energies are very clean and very pure. You should feel really good with this energy running through you. It feels really great. Anyhow, to move on, what we need to do is take the energy that we have and realize that it's love, it's pure love. You won't lose that energy, but what you'll do is please try to share that. You're not going to lose the ground of energy that you have. The more you give to somebody else, the more that you will receive. You guys are opened up to a lot more energy, and the energy will come through you, through heaven. Don't try to control it. Allow it just to be. The way to more energy is just let it go, and the energy will flow through you. But you should feel a lot more open and a lot freer, and you should actually feel a boundless connection of love running through your body now. And that's really wonderful. So for me, it's a lot of fun when you have the ability to be able to help people and to let them know that they're very much loved. And I think it's really wonderful. So please enjoy the light, enjoy what you're receiving, because it really is a beautiful way of being. If there's anybody else out there that needs some other healing, please don't hesitate to call me, and I'm more than happy to talk to you and try to help you as much as I possibly can. I know this energy is in a nirvana state. It's actually, you should feel very, very open, very grounded, but more than anything, you should feel absolutely loving boundlessness. And I think that's really important for you guys to know that there's no limit to what you can do with this kind of love. So please allow yourself to enjoy it. It's not every day that you receive this kind of light and love. That's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful to be able to talk to you about this and for you guys to be able to feel that kind of energy. Really, really great. I hope that you're enjoying yourself as much as I am talking to you about this. If there is anybody out there that needs some help, I'm more than happy to help you. So please don't hesitate to call. It's really, really great. The energy feels wonderful. It just feels absolutely wonderful. And I'm glad that you guys are here listening. I hope that it makes a difference in your lives. I know it's made a difference in my life to be able to help people and to be able to give of myself. And that's what we need. We need love and light to be able to share that and to be able to give it to our loved ones and even people that we don't love, that we know. But it's very important to be open. Very, very, very important to be open. So please don't hesitate to give me a call. Or if you don't want to call, that's fine too. Just allow yourself to be. It's wonderful, wonderful speaking to you. To have this kind of love go through you, it's really important. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you speak up a little, please?
Okay.
How does the energy feel?
Oh, it feels wonderful. I've got hot, and especially my ears got hot.
Yes. Yeah. That's usually what happens.
Mm.
Do you feel very focused?
Very relaxed, very calm.
Very good. Very good. What can I help you with this evening?
I have something to ask you.
Yes.
I wonder if you could check the right side of my head, because I've been having occasional twinges.
Is it in the scalp or in the head itself, honey?
In the head itself.
Okay. Let me just see what's going on here. Can you feel the right side of your head opening up now?
I can feel a vibration.
Good. Good. What's happening is that the right side of your brain is opening up to the left side of the brain. What we're doing is balancing them out right now. I'm picking up that you don't have any kind of blood clots or anything in your brain, so.
That's good to know.
It's, there's nothing, it's not that there's nothing there, it's just that you're okay. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, is you're okay. What we're doing, what's happening for you right now, you should be able to feel a ball of light. Right in the center of your head, and what's happening is the left and right hemisphere are opening up and balancing out right now.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
I was feeling like my eardrum or something was pulsing, sort of like, what do you call that, Morse code.
Right, right, right. Do you ever have sinus difficulties or sinus problems?
No.
Okay. Okay, I see where the problem's coming from. The problem, your brain is actually being centered, both left and right side. Do you have a massage therapist that you go to?
No, I don't.
Okay. Your problem is in the left side of your neck.
Hmm?
Going down towards the rhomboid, going into the lower back. What I'm going to do is go to the point in your lower back. I'm going to release that right now. And you should feel your head releasing right now. Can you feel that? Feel the energies opening up in your neck area.
Yeah, my neck feels like it just relaxed.
Yes. That's where the intuition comes in, knowing where the issue is. And so I was pinpointed down to your lower back. And what we're doing is releasing the right side of your lower back and so also affecting your neck and your head.
Oh.
You should feel more relaxed right now.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to you?
Well, I feel like a column of warmth going down.
Yes, that's wonderful, honey. Oh, gosh, as I'm going, oh, I can feel the release going on in your body, and I'm saying, ooh, that makes me feel good. I've got one more minute to go, so I'm going to hang with you for one more minute.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have to say goodbye to everybody, but the energy feels much clearer. You should feel a lot more grounded. When I'm talking about grounded, you should feel right between your eyes.
Yes.
You should feel a lot more groundedness right there than any place in your body. And the reason it is, it's a guide to let you know that you're very grounded. How does that feel to you?
It feels relaxed. I was getting like pain, kind of like sharp little stab pains behind my right eye, but it's not there now.
No, it's not there now. Right. It's all taken care of.
Oh, thank you. So it's just mainly an energy imbalance.
Yes. What we did was release your back.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did also is that your connection between the male-female side of your brain is just more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But what it was basically is your lower back was causing a lot of trauma to the upper back through the neck. What happens is, I'll try to explain this to you. We have about 30 more seconds to go here. Is that the eyes are the nerves and muscles in the eyes sometimes get a little tired.
Mm.
And that connection to the back of your head is where the eyes work. In other words, the energy from the eyes go all the way to the back of the brain. So when you have tight muscles, that can also cause that.
Mm.
And but I think that's releasing really nice, so you shouldn't have that at all anymore.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Good to know I don't have a brain tumor or something like that.
No, it doesn't feel like a brain tumor to me at all.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
But you feel much, much clearer.
I feel great.
I'm so glad. Call me back anytime.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, it's 6:57. I need to disconnect and say goodnight. I'd like to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Mikkel and everybody at BBS and everybody that called. Have a wonderful evening. Namaste. I love you all, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.